It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Well, this is a treat. And I know it was one hell of a season, not the way he wanted it to end, but there's stuff to build on and stuff to, stuff to feed off of. Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. All right, Rick, let's welcome in, first of all, my man. Appreciate you joining us Super Bowl week.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to come on with you, Sean.
And we appreciate that. Okay, we have a bet, like a prop bet. The prop bet is right now, you or Chris, 225 at the combine. Who can
we both got foreign pecs, so that would be a tough battle to call right now with the injury history.
That's one of those, Rick, where you get there and you say, I'm going to sit this part of the combine out, right?
Rick, come work out me at my pro day.
There you go. There. Rick Spielman, GM of the Minnesota Vikings, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Rick, what you've been around a lot of football, and let's just stick with the Vikings on this one. Was this your all-around assembled best team that you've had this season?
I think we were relatively healthy. We had a couple of major injuries, but I think from what we had to experience last year, going through all those injuries, the Teddy Bridgewater situation, even Coach Zimmer, going through 8 eye surgeries and not even being able to coach that Thursday night game against Dallas, that helped our team really grow and bond together and knowing that we can survive anything that hits us. So when a couple of the things from an adversity standpoint hit us this year, our team really rallied and responded. We got a pretty unique, pretty special group of guys down in that locker room.
Boy, do you ever. And Rick, just with the Case Keenum thing for a second, I don't think many would have imagined this, and, I have a soft spot in my heart for guys like him and Foles.
Did they say the same thing about you?
Yeah, that's exactly right, exactly. So I this guy can't play. There's no way he's a back. I mean, yeah, I know that feeling. So
kind of sounds like you're kind of taking it to heart a little bit there, Sean.
Do you think? So I was rooting for him. That being said, though, Rick, he really he took that gunslinger mentality and – everybody questioned if this was the move, and he withstood a lot of barrage, and he played his ass off the entire year. He did one. I know it didn't end the way he wanted it to, but, man, you couldn't – I'm sure yourself you couldn't be more proud of what he did.
No, and I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff, but Case is a very unique individual. He's always played with a chip on his shoulder ever since high school and coming up through college. And, when you go back and we evaluated him on tape, we went through our process last year, you see a lot of really positive things that he did on film. I remember how well he played against the Detroit Lions before we signed him. So we did a pretty in-depth film study. And a lot of times, and Sean, you would notice, when you get put in a situation and it just everything seems to align for you. We have very good defense. We reshuffled our whole offensive line this year, had 5 new starters basically up front. And then we were able to have a running game, and then he came in and did his part. So everybody was very, very excited about Case and what he was able to do for us this year.
How big adjustment is losing the offensive coordinator to a head coaching job in the off season as you get ready for Combine, the Senior Bowl was here, and just what kind of game plan you're going to approach, and you really right now aren't sure the quarterback situation. What kind of loss is that?
Well, that's our number one priority right now. So the last 4 days, we've actually did the interviews outside of Minneapolis here with all the Super Bowl festivities going on and had the interviews at Coach Zimmer's ranch. And so we feel we've identified a lot of quality candidates. We've got 1 or 2 more that we want to interview next week. And then Coach Zimmer will make the decision on what direction we go. But I know with the team we have in place right now, there's great chemistry on the coaching staff and the players, and you want to make sure not only you're bringing in a quality guy, but a quality guy that's the right fit for us.
I would be, if I didn't ask this, people would say you have to ask it, so I got to ask it.
Quarterback.
Where I'm going with this, my man. First of all, I know you don't sleep much in the offseason, especially this offseason. You got a lot of decisions to make, and a lot of it starts with those 3 dudes at quarterback. Case, We know what Sam did last year, completing over 70%. I mean, the incredible comeback by Teddy Bridgewater. You've got your hands full, man. What? How quickly do you address that? And I guess I can, there's no way you can keep all three, correct?
No, that would be that'd be a lot of money on three quarterbacks.
Yep.
But I would say that once we get the offensive coordinator in place and we really work together well with our scouts and our coaches, then coming up with the best decision for the Minnesota Vikings, and the new offensive coordinator will be a major part of that decision process. But they all, you know, Sam, and I thought the way he played last year in that first game against New Orleans this year, it was one of the best quarterback performances I have seen. And no, everyone knows there's no question about how he can throw the ball. And Teddy's such an inspirational story and how he came back, the grit he has shown, and how beloved he is in this city and with his teammates. And then Case coming out of nowhere and having a career year. So I'd rather be in this situation than being in a situation where you don't have any quarterback to choose from.
Yeah, it's nice to have to choose from three. That's not a bad gig. Will you be active in quarterback free agency?
Well, we haven't put any of our plans in place yet. Coach has been off, you know, and out of the building this week. And then Monday we'll get started. We'll start with our evaluations on our Vikings personnel, identify our needs, hopefully have a coordinator in place relatively shortly. Then we'll go through the draft meetings, and then we'll go through the UFA meetings as we get prepared to head down to the combine. So all that, we've got a pretty thorough an extensive process that we go through to try to make the best decisions that we can, and that's coming up here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. Remove your guy's self from this. You know, be an analyst again. Who, from what you've seen as a football guy, who's the best college quarterback in this draft right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't watched too many of them. I was more focused on R3 right now. But it's too early, to be honest with you, Sean, for me to assess any of that. I know, you know, I've got an opportunity to see about 120 guys so far through the fall. But with all this, it's a huge junior class coming in this year. And it's going to be a very deep class, and very excited to see as we go through the process and get to know a lot of these juniors. And because I think it'll be an exceptional class this year.
Yeah, I won't even bring up Kirk Cousins, but I know he's about to get rich somewhere, isn't he? You know what? I was joking. As bad as I was at time, Rick, man, if I was just born 15, 20 years later, I might be able to make $7.5-10 million as a backup, man. That'd be a good gig.
Well, why? You could do it. You're making that same on the radio right now. Why would you put your body through it?
I am under a contract negotiation. Maybe get up to 10 or 12 mil, right, my man? Rick Spielman, Vikings GM, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show for a couple more minutes. All right, you talked about that priority of the three quarterbacks and going and getting that coordinator that fits with what you guys do. What is your biggest football need outside a quarterback and offensive coordinator on your football team?
Well, that's what when we get together with our coaches and our scouts next week, we'll go through each position and we actually develop a board, and how we develop it, without giving too many secrets, we actually grade our players and put them on the draft board. And then we layer in the free agents and we layer in the draft. So that's kind of how we go about developing our needs. But I've always believed in, you know, you draft best player available. And I know we're picking at 30 this year. And so I start to get a sense of what type of players will be down there. But I don't ever want to get in a thing where just draft for need. And I want to try to get the best available player down there, because you can never have enough depth. And I know, being through what we've been through, offense, defensive line, I mean, then what, you know, he'd have 52 corners on the roster if he could, and the rest pass rushers. So we'll go through and identify those needs as we go through our process, and hopefully be able to attack it like we did in the past.
About a minute and a half left with Rick Spielman. Rick, I know I don't have to tell you how good Philadelphia is, because your team got a chance to see that. They were great in all three phases, and the quarterback played well. Their defense was dominant. So as we go into this Super Bowl, the offensive line, and can they pressure Brady with four? The same narrative we hear all the time. But I'm going to give you – I want one key for each team that they have to do to win this game.
Tom Brady, Nick Foles, those are going to be two keys to the game. They both play very – very sound team up and down on offense, defense. It'll be exciting to see because I think Philadelphia and Howie Roseman did a great job getting some running backs in there. But, you know, going against Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, and you know, you can never count it out. So I think it's going to be an exciting game, and it'll be a very competitive game.
But the truth of the matter is, if Brady's jersey's clean, it's you don't beat him very often, correct?
Well, I'm not going to get into the – I'm not working with you. We're not doing a radio show for ESPN like we did about 12 years ago.
There you go.
I'll stick to my guns here and worry about the Minnesota Vikings.
Should be a great game. One thing we do know, and it's in a great city, in a great stadium. And, Rick, you guys had one hell of a year, man. And if they're – and people are being mentioned for Executive of the Year, you belong, obviously, in that conversation. You've done a hell of a job, and I don't envy what you have this offseason, what you have to do. But I'm sure proud of you, and you keep at it, and we'll do this again, my friend.
Okay, I appreciate you having me on. And one thing I do, I really enjoy this part, and I really enjoy the decisions that we have to make. That's what makes this job fun.
Well, that's exactly why you're great. Operate awesome under pressure. I appreciate it. Tell Chris I said hello if I don't get to him first.
Okay, all right. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rick. Thanks. It's a great Rick Spielman. I tried to pin him down. You know, you got to you kind of meander around. But that's what... You knew you were going to get there. Nobody, no GMs are picking the right. Other because you got to play against them both at some time, possibly many times again. So the great Rick Spielman up next. We got Daily Poll, have a little bit of fun. Super Bowl Sunday's around the corner, followed by, Charles Barkley. He's going to join us at 40 after the hour. It's the Sean Salisbury Show right here on BN Sports and SB Nation Radio.